Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. My wonderful co-host Andrea is off today. I love dark chocolate. I eat it every day, and it is one of the best parts of my day. I must say, no, I have other good parts, but I tell you, that bite of chocolate, you could just savor it, and it melts in your mouth. And I'm especially loving some great raw chocolates, and the perfect person to talk about this is Carol Ault. Hi, Carol.
Hey, Lisa. I just thought we needed to talk about something fun in health, you know, something not heavy, but something that is fun and it will give you great results. So chocolate is it's a miracle in every which way.
It really is. Now, you know, I want to start by talking about some of your favorite raw chocolates, because one of the things I love about this show is for people to be able to listen and say, oh, I heard Carol Ault with Lisa and Andrea on Naturally Savvy, and she was talking about this or that, but she was talking about the best raw chocolate. So now I can go right to my store or online and order them myself without having to be like overwhelmed by the variety. So what are some of your favorite raw chocolates that you can get?
I love Gnosis chocolate, G-N-O-S-I-S. I love Gnosis chocolate. I love I'm sorry, these all have very weird names.
I was going to say, you might have to spell these.
Yeah, I love Shosai. In fact, I'm just on my way to pick up a box that somebody ordered for me. Shosai is spelled X-O-C-A-I, and that is show as chocolate in Portuguese, I think it is, and Sai as from the acai berry. So it's chocolate and the acai berry mixed. So these are dark chocolates, but they're not bitter because they're mixed with fruits or with honey or with agave, and they're tasty. And as with Gnosis, they even make truffles. So there's some really amazing things. Now, those are rather expensive chocolates, and there are some that are a little bit cheaper. I know David Wolf does a really good job with his sacred chocolate.
I love sacred chocolate.
You love David Wolf's chocolate, right?
It's so incredibly good. Have you had the white chocolate? It's white chocolate, coconut, lemon, and cashew. And it's not like any white chocolate you've ever had, because it's beyond. Number one, it melts in your mouth in like a second. It's like so soft and delicious, and it's yummy as heck.
Well, here's the thing. Everybody has their own thing that they like. I'm not a white chocolate eater, but I do like giving people options of different things that they can have. Like, you know, some of these things they put sea salt in. I mean, give me simple. But there are some, like Antidote, for example. Antidote makes a cardamom and coffee chocolate bar that I've just been addicted to. And I'm actually also calling the health food store we hang up to make sure they got them in, because I asked them to order me some. And then there's Romeo. Romeo even does chocolate truffle cakes. Now, here's the thing with chocolate. People are like, why is chocolate so good? Chocolate is so good because, first of all, it has a lot of antioxidants in it. Well, everybody's like, what is an antioxidant and why do we care? Well, the problem is there's so much pollution and things that attack your body, so many free radicals. And ways that we can get free radicals from things like pollution and chemicals, etc. And what a free radical is it's basically an atom that's missing an electron. Well, why do we care? That's on the atomic level. The reason we care is because those free radicals are unstable, and they bump into our stable atoms in our body, making them unstable because they rob them of an electron. This is the basic principle of oxidation. So what happens is we end up aging and, more or less, quote unquote, oxidizing, because these free radicals are stealing electrons from our body. And antioxidants do is they intercept these free radicals. They give them an extra electron that they're carrying, and they neutralize those free radicals so they don't attack our body. And our body is not being depleted and worn out by all these free radicals stealing from us. So, you know, the great thing about chocolate is it's not just full of great antioxidants. It also has flavonoids, which also help prevent against cell damage. So, you know, if we're talking about, oh, being healthy is so difficult and, oh, eating raw food is so boring and what do you eat, just carrots, I'm saying, no, I eat chocolate, man.
All right. Now, do you ever make your own, Carol? Because that's something that I'd like to do, but I haven't done it yet.
You know, I haven't, because you have to take the cocoa nibs, you have to break them, you have to grind them down. You know, it's really a process to do it. And I don't think that I'm prepared for that kind of process. But, you know, I look all over the place for the right kind of raw chocolate. I don't just look for dark. I look for, you know, nice raw chocolates that have berries or coffee or cardamom or things like that in it. You know, something to make it interesting and different.
Yeah, that's true. And there's so many great varieties. And, you know, I try to stay away from sugar, but I'll usually get a chocolate that's like 85% cacao. And if it has a little bit of honey or agave or sugar, I think it's okay. And I think that you don't want to go too far, because then I think you end up craving even more. So my little bit of chocolate definitely keeps me satisfied.
Yeah, you know, and it also keeps me full. So sometimes if I haven't eaten enough for lunch, or I've skipped lunch, I find one of these little, you know, chocolates with berries in it is not sugar so much. It's a little fruit, but it's not a heavy duty sugar. And it also helps
sure.
to kill my appetite so that I'm not eating garbage. And when I say
exactly.
garbage, you know, I mean all those granola type bars that are in Whole Foods that are nothing but cooked grains, which is sugar, and sugar, which is sugar. So, you know, I really try to look for things that, you know, people can throw in their purse, throw in their pocket. Don't sit on it too long, because chocolate melts at body temperature.
The labels on those bars should be sugar, sugar, and more sugar, right?
They should, because people really think that they're healthy, and they think they're getting this, you know, raw, healthy granola bar or Kind bar or whatever these things are, and they're all just full of sugar. And if it's not added sugar, it's the problem that they're made from grains, which when grains are cooked, they are completely just sugar. They're carbs. It does nothing for the body, and it makes you hungry in an hour. So, like, you know, at least with chocolate, it's satisfying, it's delicious. It cuts your appetite. It helps you to wait until you can sit down and eat a good meal.
Yes, and that makes a big difference. And of course, you know, here on the show, and Carol, I know you love your healthy fat as well. So is there anything, like, have you found any chocolates that utilize coconut oil in them or other healthy fats?
Weren't you just telling me about one that you loved with coconut oil?
Did I? Which one was that? That's embarrassing.
It was a white chocolate.
Oh, yeah, that has coconut in it. It has coconut in it. But I don't know if it has coconut
oil.
That is true. And that's one by Sacred Chocolate. Now, they also have some that are sweetened with stevia or erythritol that I haven't tried yet, a mint chocolate. I really want to try it, because I think that's a nice way to go too, you know.
Romantic has a bar. It does have a little bit of puffed grain in it, but it has a bar that's a vegan bar, and they use stevia in it. And I got to tell you, I couldn't tell the difference between that bar and a regular bar.
Yeah, sometimes stevia to me has a little bit of an aftertaste. But Carol, the time goes by way too fast. Tell us all the ways we can find you. This has been so much fun today.
Well, I've actually written a blog about chocolate today on my website at carolalt.com. So it's a nice follow-up. You don't have to write everything down. It's on my blog. And you can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Model Carol Alt. Thank you for asking me that.
Oh, wonderful. All right, Carol, we'll talk to you soon. I want to thank everyone for listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Get some good dark raw chocolate. Take care and stay well.